Hi, I'm Simon, and this is the CrowdPress Podcast. A couple of weeks ago, I've been at CloudFest 2024, and I met up with Patricia. She's involved in a project called GatherPress, and we took some time, went out to the park, found a bench, sat down there, and discussed the project. The gist is that GatherPress aims to replace meetup.com, the platform we use to organize our meetups worldwide, with a self-hosted solution. To me, as a meetup organizer, that sounded super exciting. So I hope you will enjoy the conversation as much as I did. And since we've been at an amusement park, there might be some background noises. Okay, so let's talk GatherPress. What is the GatherPress project? Like in the pitch, what is it in 2 minutes?
Okay, so the main idea is to have GatherPress on the WordPress.org or EventWordPress.org network and allow meetup groups to organize their events from there with the WordPress.org account instead of doing it on a proprietary platform, which is meetup.com, and force people to create an account on that proprietary platform. I joined the GatherPress team in December 2023 when I learned about them after publishing a kind of rant on the community team Slack channel because I was frustrated with Meetup UX.
Meetup.com.
Meetup.com, yes, to publish one of the events of the Geneva Meetup group. And then I thought about tagging Mike O'Dory, who is one of the GatherPress project lead, and he just replied, "Everyone is welcome to join our weekly huddle." And the next one was 90 minutes later.
That was timing.
So I joined and we talked about a lot of things and on every meeting since. And what they had been developing for about two years. So I joined and I helped on internationalization, checking if every string could be translated, stuff like that, and testing. And then the main task was to publish a proposal on the community team P2 for people to look at what is it and what we would like. What we need to know is that meetup.com is the highest cost of WordPress community support.
It's around 200K per year.
Exactly.
Right?
And it's the highest cost. Mm-hmm. And it's so much money that could be spent on outreach. And why do I talk about outreach? Because some people think that maybe on meetup.com, what is good is the discoverability. For example, you are in a city, you attend another, I don't know, business meeting or your yoga course, your yoga class, and then you are on meetup.com and you discover, oh, there is a meetup group around here. Mm-hmm. And I think that was the case in the past, and it's less and less the case because people discover the events in their dashboard, their site dashboard. And now on the fabulous event.wordpress.org website, which lists everything. And we even had a person in the Lausanne meetup who came and I said, "You are not on the list." And she said, "I didn't want to create yet another account on meetup.com. On meetup.com."
We have that sometimes as well.
Now, it's true that some people discover meetups through that, but I think it's mostly in the USA. I saw some traffic statistic, 60% of the traffic to meetup.com is from the US. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's a reality or in some place, or it's less and less the case, but that was a reality in the past. But still, this 200K could be spent on outreach for the events. Another thing is that meetup.com recently got acquired by another company, the same that acquired Evernote last year.
That went great for Evernote. Not.
Okay, to each their opinion. It's not me to judge, but I mean some...
For Evernote, it was the case that the new ownership at Evernote, they changed like pricing dramatically and made the product quite unattractive to like these kinds of heavy users. So I guess it's reasonable to be a bit afraid of what might come out of the meetup.com acquisition.
Actually, there are contracts that I'm not into that. I don't know. It's between WordPress community support and meetup.com. So there are contracts and prices and stuff.
Prices is the one thing, but I mean, today already you can compare to, I don't know how long have I been using meetup.com? Let's say 8 years ago, compared to 8 years ago, meetup.com is pushing some weird things in some places. Like, are you also interested in this and that? Would you to have a coupon for this? I'm like, no, I'm just signing up for a meetup, leave me alone.
Yeah, right. And I received like 10 emails for 1 month, like to take over a business group in Geneva that I'm absolutely not interested in. Mm-hmm. So The thing is not to replace at once, like all the meetup groups have to go. The idea of the pilot program is to first have a pilot program, means testing it. So as soon as we have the green light and the plugin is a bit polished, because Mike and Mervyn have been receiving feedback from the plugin review team as well. But when it's polished and ready to go for version 1.0, and we have the green light from community leadership. Mm-hmm. So then the meta team will help integrate that in the WordPress.org ecosystem. And we have been collecting the groups that are interested to take part in the pilot program. So all the French-speaking Swiss groups are interested. There are two or three in Spain. There is one in Cusco, Peru. Plus also all the learn.wordpress.org mm-hmm. workshop would be there. Mm-hmm. Because if you want to follow a workshop from the training team on learn WordPress.org, for now you have to sign up for their meetup group mm-hmm. just to follow the online workshop. So that would really be something for the WordPress.org ecosystem, our network. Furthermore, on the profiles on WordPress.org, you could then have something listed like all the events you attended or organized. Like it's listed when you publish something on one of the Make WordPress.org.
Or if you're a WordCamp organizer or something, yes.
Exactly.
I mean, there's a badge for meetup organizer as well for some time now. But I think having that added to your profile is a manual process. At least I remember that from a couple of years ago, you had to fill out like some Google spreadsheet and then someone comes in there at night and adds a little badge to your profile.
So this would be totally integrated, you know, so that would list the event you attended, the event you organized, when you publish, there is a new event, and also listed, obviously, from, of course, on events.wordpress.org and in the website dashboards. At least the people who do not want to sign up for meetup.com, they would then sign up if they don't already have an account on wordpress.org. They would sign up here. It could even bring more contributors to the project.
And it would make .org a true one-stop shop for all things
exactly.
WordPress project.
Exactly. And also it's plugin made by the community for the community. This is how mm-hmm. Mike Audery mm-hmm. describes it. And it's open source for the love of open source, you know. So
let's reiterate on that. GatherPress is a plugin. It's supposed to, in its final form, be used on the WordPress.org multi-sites or on the events WordPress.org. And it's intended to be like a central hub for all the meetups, similar to what meetup.com right now is for WordPress meetups. Could I run one of those instances myself? I guess I could because it's an open source plugin, right?
Yes, you can. You can find it for now on GitHub and soon on the plugin repository. Mm-hmm. And you can totally install it on a standalone site and run your own events. Mm-hmm. Living on the edge, you know.
That's the only way to do it. Say I am a meetup organizer, which, I mean, that's true.
You
I am a meetup organizer, but
yeah.
Let's pretend I was a meetup organizer. I know the pilot program is not on track yet, so that's not started. Can I just raise my hand for that and take part if and when that happens?
So the pilot program is going to be run for a few months, and the meetup groups that are interested to take part into the test and the pilot mm-hmm. program, I believe, will be asked to run both in parallel. So you will need to continue on meetup.com as well as using this. You can sign up. I created an issue on the GitHub repository, the GatherPress mm-hmm. meetup repository, called Groups Interested to Take Part into the Pilot Program. So you can add your name and your group mm-hmm. there. Okay, so any group can say, hi, hello, I'm interested to take part in the pilot program.
Yeah. I know you've published the proposal on Make WordPress.org late last year.
No, 22nd of January.
Okay, it feels like late last year, late in January. Okay, would it help the project if people would show up there and show their support? I know you already reminded me that I haven't done that myself yet. I will make sure to do so.
Yes, and even if you don't agree with the project, it's always good to have all the sides so we know what should be improved, why,
especially
yes or no.
If people see issues, I guess that will make sense.
Yeah, whatever you feel, more comments, the mm-hmm. better. And if you want to join the weekly huddles, just go to gatherpress.org and you will see the weekly huddles. You mm-hmm. can register and everyone is welcome. And if you test the plugin, you can find it for now on github.com/gatherpress. Mm-hmm. and download the latest version. There is a lot of change currently.
Anything else we should cover regarding GatherPress?
Yes, more in a general way. Last year, I participated to a panel called How to Contribute to WordPress Without Knowing How to Code at WordCamp Europe. And at the same time, even I should have known, I was feeling like, what would I have to bring as an added value being a non-developer? But I saw that what I could do for them, you know. I talked about the translation, documentation, and reaching out to people, because my skill is that I know a lot of people. Mm-hmm. It's very easy for me to talk to
people. It's like a superpower, yeah.
And make friends at WordCamp Europe. So it was easy for me before to publish the proposal to make a draft and ask people to comment on the draft. So we had a lot of feedback before to publish the proposal. So that was very good. And I also was at the CloudFest Hackathon. And same, as a non-developer, I could bring other skills to the project. Mm-hmm. You should never feel you are not enough. Even joining a team of devs, you know, it can be scary for non-devs, but every skill is necessary in development. And that's something we need in the WordPress community. Yeah, all kind of skills.
Well, I guess that's a nice note to end on. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you so much, Simon.
And I'm looking forward to where this project is going to lead us. Really curious about that.
Thank you for your support.
Yeah, you're welcome.